Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are back, and it's the back half of the Friday show. Happy 5950 day to those who are celebrating, our friends over at New Era Cap. You can go see them at neweracap.com or head to the main store on Delaware in Buffalo. It's a perfect shopping day, and I am anxiously awaiting the Amerks beginning next week, which we talked a lot about earlier this week. Shayna Goldman, welcome to the show. As you know, this was a fashion segue because we haven't taken a single moment to talk about the Utah Mammoth. So the floor is yours.
Okay. The name, I'm going to give, I need like a drum roll. I need drama. I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 10, the name. 4.5. I'm done with these collective nouns. I hate it. No, this is not fun for me. I feel like there are better names, there are better options. Yes, everyone's going to clamor over Yeti, and I get it, but to me, Outlaws was the move. I think I told you guys, like, I wanted saloon doors for them to kick their way out of, and I thought that would have been sick. That being said, could you put a mammoth head on the ice with the tusks and everything? Love that. The tusks up, 10 out of 10. The jerseys. I have takes. I have thoughts. I don't love the color scheme, but for this name, I'm okay with the color scheme, but I don't love the decision to go with a black primary jersey. I think there's way too much black. And it's not as nice on the ice versus a color that would really pop. And I think going with that snowy blue that nobody else has would have really allowed them to own the branding. I think the logo looks sick. I like the details of it. The M with this on the that is at the top of the mammoth head. And it has the state of Utah in that, I think is really great. I think the state of Utah patch with the hockey stick is beautiful too. Like, make merch with those embroidered. But I have an issue with the fact that the home and the aways don't match. I think the move would have been a third black jersey that says Utah diagonally to give them a vibe of year one. But I think for year two, where you're trying to own your branding after only being Utah Hockey Club, you need to have that branding on the road. You need consistency between your jerseys to make this the new vibe of you and not be flashing back to that nameless year.
Okay, so is mammoth a problem for when you do your writing because it's singular? And I use that because sometimes I have to write like an email to people when I do some Montreal Canadiens stuff. And like, I often want to use singular when I do the Montreal Canadiens because it was the club, the Hockey Canadien. So it was singular, but then it became the Montreal Canadiens. So, and then it's like you have to mix the singular and the plural and vice versa. Is that the same thing with mammoth, like the Colorado Avalanche for you? That's an issue.
Yeah. Cause like the Wild and the Kraken I can deal with. It's not that bad. You just go apostrophe. Yes. It's no big deal. But the Avalanche is the one, like it's the phrasing around it. And every like grammar bot is going to be like, hey, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to write and tell me I have a million issues. And it's like, can you just focus on where the actual problems are? This is not one of them. Like, I get it, but no. So I feel like I'm anticipating an issue, but I'm trying to remember, like, at least there is a name that I'm not saying Utah 15,000 times and hockey club and the other team. And like, at least there's a name. But no, that is the thing. That does drive me up a wall. Like, can we make this easier for me selfishly? Just be the Mammoths. Please.
I do like Mammoth. I do like the name. I'll be honest with you. I think that was the one I wanted, but that's okay. You know, I like that better than Outlaws, because I feel like what's the Outlaws? What does that have to do with it? At least it has a relation to maybe Salt Lake and Utah. So I'm okay with it. I'm giving the name a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay, well, and the jersey. What are we giving the jersey?
I agree with the black jersey.
Yeah.
I would have liked to seen the blue their home dark, because it wouldn't have been a home dark. It would have been like a colored home. Like, it would have been different. So I'm going to give it a 5, because the one they got right with, it says Utah when they go on the road, it doesn't have the logo. And at home they have the logo, but I don't like the dark black.
Are they going to be any good next year? They made strides this year. What are you expecting?
I do think they're going to be good. Like, I thought they showed a lot of promise this year, and I thought they showed a lot of promise that last year in Arizona before everything hit the fan, and I can't blame the players for, like, the off-ice dragging onto the ice, and it was chaotic and terrible for them, so we put that aside. Mm-hmm. I think that there were a lot of injuries, and you look at that back end in particular, and you look how many games they were without, you know, John Marino and Durzi. Like, having a healthy decor is going to make a huge difference. Having both goaltenders in place is going to make a difference, because Vemelka was very good for them, but he had to play a ton. And, you know, not everyone's prepared for playing a million games in a row in this day and age. But I think you see the potential with that up-and-coming talent. Guys like Logan Cooley, like guys like Dylan Gunther, those are stars. And you have Clayton Keller in place, who already is a star. So it's promising. And if ownership is still willing to keep investing the way that they did year one, that off season, they were aggressive, that's going to be a really good thing for them next season.
Let me move on to the playoffs quickly, because goalie Bob, Duffer and I had David Legio on earlier this week, and him and I did our top 10, well, not top 10, top 8 goalies left in the playoffs or whatnot. I had Bob first because I wanted to just say, hey, he still is the Stanley Cup reigning champ and all of that. Not that he was good in the first round. He wasn't great in the first game, not great in the second game. Are we worried about goalie Bob and what he's been doing with Florida right now? Are we more worried about Florida and the team not being able to respond with Toronto? What's the deal in Florida, and where's the worry meter at right now?
I'm a little bit worried, and I think it's his whole body of work I think about, right? Like, I know we can get distracted by the last 2 years and how good he was for the Panthers, right? And playoff Bob took on a new meaning. But it meant something else for a very long time, right? When he went into the playoffs in 2023, he wasn't even the starting goalie. They gave Alex Lyon the net because he was sick. And when he returned, they were like, okay, but Alex Lyon is still cooking, right? That's not your traditional way of thinking about your starting goaltender.
Yeah.
So I am a little bit worried. I know everyone's talking about, like, oh, wow, they figured him out. It's high glove. Like, okay, guys, like, That's been a pattern his whole career. Like, this is not news. I know if it happens in Toronto, it becomes breaking news. But, you know, I'm a bit worried about him. But it's the whole picture, right? Because I think for the Panthers, you really see where the potential is. And it's that third line. That third line is a massive advantage for them. I think Marchand, Lucarelli, and Lundell have been absolutely great for them the whole postseason so far. I think they're outscoring opponents. I want to say it's 8-1. I have to double check the numbers at 5-on-5. They've been great. But I if I'm them, I want more from the top six. Right, because Nylander is bringing it for the top six, and you're getting goals from Marner and Knies, and those response goals from Toronto that we have never, ever seen them have before in the postseason. Like, this is a completely new team, it feels like. It's not having that counterpunch, and it's not getting enough out of the top six. I think the Barkov-Matthews matchup is neutralizing them both a bit, so you need that second line for the Panthers to do a little bit more offensively.
So the last two Stanley Cup champions are facing 0-2 deficits right now, which is the more likely to emerge from.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What? The Panthers. I could see them turning it on. I could see them turning things around. I think the games are so close that I'm not worried about them yet. Plus, they're playing the Leafs, and you never know what can happen with the Leafs, right? Like, you know, a lot of the numbers are favoring the Panthers so far in this series, and sometimes it's score effects and things like that, and the way that the Leafs play is different from years past. But with Vegas, I am actually worried. I think they are so totally missing Dorofeev. I know Olofsson had those two power play goals last night, but I think that second line with Dorofeev on it, instead of asking Saad or Pearson to be the guy, it's a big difference right there. And I think that they were just missed opportunities for Vegas. I think in game one, they didn't bring in enough. In game two, I think that they still were playing to the Oilers instead of owning their home ice and owning the matchups as best as they could. And you look at it and you go, well, Jack Eichel did a really good job slowing down and containing Connor McDavid in this one-to-one matchup that they have at even strength, and they're loading up their best guys, right? It's Stone, it's Carlson, it's Eichel going up against Drysdale and McDavid. But you can do that all game, and then you see the play like the game winner, and Eichel, there's nothing he can do there. I mean, maybe he should have taken a penalty to trip him, something like that, right? Because Connor McDavid made him look so bad, and it just shows the speed and the skill and the ability of these elite talents in Edmonton that they know how to turn it on when it matters most. So you can hold him off the board all game. Doesn't matter at the end of the day, because this is the play that we're all going to remember.
Okay, so how do you balance now? Like, I look at Calvin Pickard, I would not have him as a number one goaltender in any of the 32 teams in the Nash Hockey League, but he's 6-0 in the playoffs. And I'm like, okay, but regular season's different. Like, having him as a number one, that's not good. Like, Matt Pacioretty in Toronto, I wouldn't play Pacioretty top two lines in a regular season, but now in the playoffs it works. Or Corey Perry, top line with McDavid and Draisaitl. How do you balance when fans talk to you about their team and saying, well, they need to find guys like this that could play in the playoffs, but, I mean, in Buffalo, we haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. How do you balance in, we need guys that can play in the playoffs, but we also need to make the playoffs, so those guys will not help you make the playoffs?
In a perfect world, you're going to have guys like Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl who are elite in the regular season and elite in the playoffs, but realistically, that is just not going to happen, right? So I think it's just a balancing act. You see like the New Jersey Devils, right? They have guys like Hughes and Bratt and Hischier, but they also have someone like Andre Palat, who does not contribute enough in the regular season at this point in his career, but you know he is a 16-game player in the postseason. You can have one or two of those guys, but you also need to make the playoffs. So you need to make sure that you have enough oomph to make the playoffs, and now you have the guys that are going to help you when you get there. And hopefully, at some point, the guys that you have that are helping you get to the playoffs are going to be the guys contributing, and sometimes there's a learning curve to it, right? Like, you look at Wyatt Johnston, year one in Dallas, very good in the regular season, not good in the postseason. You look at Cole Perfetti, he was scratched 4-5 games last year for Winnipeg in the playoffs, and now look at what he's doing. So ideally, you can just help those guys, and that's why this playoff experience matters, right? Because it gets you that seasoning to understand what it takes to win the regular season. Now here's what a playoff environment looks like, and now you have to learn how to be good in that and train yourself a different way. But until then, you find those guys like the Palats and the Perrys and go, okay, they're not 82-game players, so we have to just keep them in when we can, and they're going to be in a different role. They're not going to be playing top 6 minutes. You get to the postseason, you unlock them a little bit differently, but you can't have too much of that in your lineup because how are you going to get to the playoffs? It's very tricky to balance.
I just want to follow up on that New Jersey comment. Did you hear Tom Fitzgerald say our group is not good enough? Like, you know, they basically are going to make a lot of changes. Like, what did you make of them making the playoffs despite their injuries and basically saying not good enough?
I would say, Tom Fitzgerald, you should have done a better job getting that team some scoring depth, because that was an issue very early in the season. That bottom six did not contribute enough, and guys like Nason were good additions, but I think that they still needed more than that. And I think if you're going to go into the deadline and say, no, we're still focusing on the playoffs, instead of like taking a more casual approach, they didn't. They went out and, you know, spent for Dumoulin because they needed someone to replace Siegenthaler. Then you could have gotten one or two more like cheap guys to help that scoring depth. I see where they could do changes around their core. I think in net, they have answers, right? Finally, okay, you can focus elsewhere. On defense, they definitely have some answers too. It's the forward group, because they had such a deep lineup a couple of years ago. I think to get another third line scorer would be huge for them, because Dawson Mercer has not been that, right? Eric Howell is not the perfect scoring depth that you could have either. Guys like Cotter are good to have, but you just need a little bit more there. So that's where I would think that they would focus this summer. I think if they get too far away from that and start changing too many other things, they're going to set themselves back.
Yeah, I think their defense corps is in pretty good shape when healthy, which obviously is not going to be the case when the season starts, presumably with Kovacevic getting hurt at the end. Regardless, Dallas decided they needed a boost in scoring prior to the deadline, and it would appear that it's paying off. What does Mikko Rantanen have in store for us tonight?
Who's to say, right? And I think, you know, you look at game seven and how impressive that was to do it against his former team, to have a third period hat trick, to show the star power, to score, to even strength, to score on the power play, to do everything and more and be clutch. Great. Wonderful. To come into Winnipeg and now do that and to score two of those goals on the fourth line. And yes, the matchups are going to be different on the Jets side, right? Because they're not going, we're going to put our best shutdown guys against the Stars fourth line. Those should be easier minutes. And you can't now with Mikko Rantanen getting double shifted. That's something you now have to prepare for. He can score with anyone. He does. Take all of the narratives that you have heard since he got traded from Colorado and throw them out the window. They were bad then and they look even worse now. It's like old takes exposed. Please, like, we need to talk about that. He did not forget how to play hockey, but he is settled and he has chemistry. And now that group is even deeper because you have Jason Robertson back. Good luck to anyone going up against them because they have three scoring lines and it looks like they're figuring out how best to deploy them.
Pete DeBoer, the best coach left in the eight teams right now for you know, using Rantanen in that way and being able to overcome Miro Heiskanen not being around?
No, but I will give him a lot of credit. I think I'm going to give Jim Nill more credit on the team building there because he gave him a totally star-powered roster. I think my number one coach right now is still Spencer Carberry. He really does impress me, and I like how he handled the Tom Wilson line last night to free them up after a bad game one. So I'm very curious how he takes this on the road.
Thank you, as always. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Shannon Goldman from The Athletic. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.